with Kevin.
I usually do the, what do you call it when you, come on now. It's a setting. Shuffle. Thank you.
Ta-ta!
Thank you. I'm very proud of that.
This has been a moment with Kevin.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Hey, Sluggo, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So, I was downstairs.
I was wondering if we were going to talk.
Because I may have misplaced my key card. No. So, I texted Sluggo. What are the chances you could come down and get me at the elevator?
Which usually I'd be running down, no
problem.
Which
is kind of a normal thing, unfortunately.
Yeah, well, whatever, but yeah.
I didn't get a response. Then I said, if I were at the elevators, what if you came and got me? And then I didn't get a response. And then I said, I texted, for the sake of example, if someone were waiting for a key card to get up at the elevators, what would happen to said person?
And I said,
nothing. And then I said, if a person were stuck at the elevators, then what? So all four of those texts, and then I got, he forgot his phone. Can you call the hotline?
My phone is sitting at home.
Yep.
It's right next to your key card on the bedside table. I mean, in the kitchen in my house. Completely different place.
And then I got a text. You two are quite the unprepared pair. And I said, you misspelled genius. Now,
my poor wife.
Here's my question for you, Sluggo.
Yes.
As I have worked here only, what, 10
coming
months?
Up on a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What would the process be, say, if a person here, not me, but an unresponsible person.
Oh, right. One of those. I don't know any of
right.
those. As my phone sits
were to lose their key card. And then...
No, oh, really?
No longer had access to it.
Oh, the person we're talking about has completely lost their key
let's
card.
Let's say, for the sake of example, yes.
I believe you get a raise and a pat on the back, yeah, and as much time off if you'd like. And
wow, that's great news.
Yeah, maybe cupcakes and...
have you ever...
you know, amazingly, I haven't. I like to leave my phone sitting at home charging all the time and, you know, like...
It's a thing I do occasionally.
Yeah.
And by occasionally, I mean once a month. It's a good, solid once a month. I have a system. I have a foolproof system.
Of remembering to bring stuff?
Of having my key card.
Oh, right.
My key card specifically.
Right.
Stays in a pocket.
Right.
Once it goes out of that pocket, for whatever reason, we were just on a break for a couple of weeks.
Right. It's gone.
Gone.
Who knows?
Yeah. And I searched the place. It doesn't exist.
I think everybody...
It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
What do you mean you think everybody? You've never lost one.
That's true, but
that's insane! You've never lost a key card?
No. I locked myself out of my first radio station when I was like 18.
Same,
while the song was on the air.
Who hasn't?
Whatever,
same.
Exactly.
But and that's
was,
it?
Yeah. But I leave my cell phone at home.
I lose my key card twice a year.
See, and that's what sucks about this. Maybe. Where we're at now, we're on the eighth floor as opposed to like the old place where
correct.
It was like you could just easily crawl in a bathroom window over there.
Right.
It's a little bit harder.
There's a lot of ways to get in over there.
Yeah, you got a Batman here to climb up the...
Here you text your friend.
Yeah. Whose phone is sitting at
His
home being charged.
Is not with him. So the process would be just to go admit to somebody that I failed?
That sucks.
Do you know the process? I mean, do you even...
I know.
You don't even know how to get a replacement
key card. I don't know anybody in management. Oh, wait.
Right, I'm going to have to go ask somebody else who knows.
Oh, that sucks.
Because I don't... that's not...
Just blame it on...
it's not in my possession.
Jonathan from the morning show. Just say it's his fault.
Jonathan!
Yeah, he lost it. You gave it to him so he could go to the bathroom, and he never gave it back.
He always seemed shaky to me.
Yeah! Very funny, but shaky as hell. So dramatic.
Now do it again. Thank you. Early studies suggest CBD may help prevent COVID-19.
Woo! Yeah. CBD. I was wondering how I didn't get it.
What you need? That's a good point.
Yeah.
CBD is a cannabis compound. It's not the THC part.
Right.
It's not the part that makes you feel high.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, in a bunch of studies that they did, it keeps COVID from taking over your lungs. If you have CBD in your lungs, it keeps COVID from taking over.
I most assuredly do have a lot of CBD in my lungs. There's no doubt about it.
You have a tremendous amount in
Yeah. So, that's very interesting. Now, you usually, you use the gummies, so you don't have as much in your lungs.
Well, the gummies.
Yeah. Rock and roll.
Tommy? Right. Tommy Lee?
Tommy Lee. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Hey, what's
Tommy
going on?
Roll.
We were just talking about the CBD and COVID.
Yeah. I mean, bitching, right?
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's pretty cool news, and it would make sense that Sluggo would not have gotten it yet.
Or yourself, sir.
I discovered this. All right.
You what?
Yeah. I discovered this. I'm the one who did it. I'm the one who made this groundbreaking rock and roll turbocharged scientific discovery. All right.
I don't think that's true. This is in a scientific journal. Are you? Okay.
Dropped my phone. I got so excited. This really happened.
All right,
I was talking to you guys, and I got so excited because of my science, right? That I got a boner and it knocked my phone out
of
my hand.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Just straight up, yep. You know, because I'm wearing a thong right now, you know.
Right, like you do.
But anyways, back to your discovery. So, how did you find it?
I was at Spirit Rhino last Wednesday.
Right.
And one of the dishwashers, his name's Euphratio.
Euphratio!
He comes outside. He comes outside to smoke a bowl with me.
Right.
And he's like, Mr. Lee, I have COVID. I have the COVID, Mr. Lee. And he's coughing and everything.
Right.
So I gave him a fat doobie. I was like, here, hit this, brother. And next thing you know, he's doing backflips, and we made a stripper airtight.
Well, there you go.
So wait, this article that I'm reading says it was from the National Institute of General Medical Sciences.
Well, you got to do what you got to do. My name carries with it a little bit of controversy right now, but you know, make a deal under the table, wet my beak a bit, and I'm like, here, science people, take it. But that doesn't change the fact that I'm going to be running for Surgeon General now. I figured, why not cure everything?
Nice. Do it, man. Hell yeah.
I mean,
that's right.
How can you cure everything?
No, screw that question. How are you going to be able to do it while you're out on the stadium tour, man? How are you going to find the time?
Listen, like I've always said...
Yes.
If there's a problem coming your way,
right?
You got to be able to solve it with big bongs and big dongs. I got both, buddy.
Right, so you're not worried, is what you're saying, about doing both at the same time.
Yeah, being the Surgeon General of the United States and being on the stadium tour.
What?
Max? I just tried to call Max a little while ago, let him know he won $2,000 yesterday, or Friday.
Yeah.
From Cassiosaurus Rex.
I don't think his name was Max, was it?
I don't know. I already forgot.
It was.
Wow, that's lame. Alex.
Yes, Alex.
Jeez. I don't know, Bill.
Dude, it was like 5 minutes ago.
I know.
Who expects you to remember?
Something about short-term memory they used to try and tell me that just, I don't know, didn't stick.
So I was talking to Bay last night.
Shut up.
Okay.
How dare you?
That is a perfect example of something that should be outlawed.
Phrases and words.
Phrases and words that
modern
need to die.
Stuff that needs to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you do you, boo.
Nope.
You love that one.
You know what? It also depends on who it is, though.
True.
Because when you say boo or when I say boo, hell no.
Nope. Hell no.
I'm pretty out on that one, too.
That was hella bad.
I can't believe you said that.
Actually, I have a few of them.
So she said hella.
Yeah.
And I stopped the conversation.
Did she?
And I was like,
no.
Hey, hold up. Hold up. No hella. And she said, I said it to be funny. And I said, I know. I want to make this clear. We're not saying hella. Because if we do, I'm going to destroy you.
Are the word police. I usually don't care what people say.
I don't either, except for when I said bay, you had an immediate reaction to it.
Yeah, that was bad.
Right.
Yeah, that was bad.
And so I started listing other things that I'm tired of.
Okay.
That people need to stop using.
You got a hella list.
I really do, yeah. Dumbass.
I know, they didn't really used to bother me, but for some reason, just like, maybe it's because I'm getting old.
Well, I think it has to do with social media, too, because a lot of people use these phrases and stuff on social media too much, and it just burns them out.
Are we looking for callers on this?
Yes, we're looking for callers on things that people need to stop saying.
Yeah. So you got a list, though.
Well, for example, on Twitter, I was today years old. When I found out, blah blah blah.
That was funny. The first 700.
Well, that's the problem. It was creative the first time.
Yes, the first time I thought, oh, that's funny.
And then the 7 billion times after, not so much.
Yeah.
Now more than ever, tired of. Don't need to hear it again.
Now more than ever.
They always say that.
I guess
always.
Yeah. I got a couple. Go ahead. No, go ahead though.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's almost just like a bad habit.
Right.
Yeah. You know
what
I'm saying?
But it needs to stop.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I'm saying.
Baller.
Oh, baller.
Oddly, I don't mind balling so much, and that doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know, but for some reason, oh, that's baller. I'm like, shut up. No, it isn't. No.
Hot damn?
I would say warm damn.
I'm not sure how hot damn made it into.
Hot damn!
It sort of seems like an escape from the country world.
Yeah, you're right. Very so, 70s, too.
70s?
Hot damn!
Right. It needs to stop. That needs to stop happening.
Yeah, I can see that.
Let's see. Do you see what I'm saying? It is what it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's yeah.
I get to do without that.
Yeah. Sorry, not sorry.
Agreed.
That needs to go away. It pretty much is dying now.
818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
Cancel culture.
Right. Agreed.
That doesn't mean anything anymore. Everybody throws that around.
At the end of the day.
Oh, I hate that so much. I hate that one.
That being said. And asking for a friend. I still find if it's used well, I still find asking for a friend funny.
It can be.
If it's used well.
Lit.
Lit, yeah.
That's a band. So it's already covered. We don't need that.
Yeah, true.
How about Noice?
I've never been a fan of Noice.
I can't imagine you saying it. Yeah.
Because it's too dumb.
I do say it
sometimes. Those of you that have not heard that, it's nice.
Noice!
But you're saying it Noice.
Oh, Noice! Yeah. Are we chops? Noice!
No, it's super annoying. Super annoying. Synergy, I'm tired of. I don't want to hear Synergy.
No!
So let's
circle back to that.
Let's circle back to ones that we
drop
hate.
Dead with that circle back crap. Thinking out of the box.
Let's think out of the box.
That means you're not never thought out of the box in your life.
When you say that, you're showing that you're not thinking out of the box by using that phrase.
That there's no point in continuing the meeting because we're not going to go anywhere. If that's what you think is a way of finding a new way of saying and doing things.
So as soon as somebody says we need to think out of the box, you stand up and walk
out of the room. Yeah.
818-955-KLOS. Words and phrases that need to just stop existing. Talking about words and phrases that need to go away. You have one?
When people use fire to describe something that's good.
Fire?
It's fire?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fire, bro. It's just come up with something different.
Jimi Hendrix already covered that in the 60s. We're good. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Okay, number one. For sure.
Agreed.
All right. How about my brother?
Agreed.
Yeah, that can go.
This one I kind of like. I don't want it to go away. Like when Kim Kardashian says, my vajayjay.
Yeah, any of a JJ talks always on the table.
You just like any talk about vagina.
Yeah, hell yeah. Thank you for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
He had written out a list.
I know.
Words and phrases that need to go away.
He was thinking outside the box.
Nothing is hella anything, okay? That's all.
You do you, boo.
955-KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Hello.
Hey there. How are you?
We are great. Thank you. Words and phrases that need to go away.
So I hate it when you ask somebody a question and they will answer with, well, yes and no.
Yeah.
It can't be both.
Well, yes and no.
Drives me bananas.
Bananas.
No, I can understand that. So, well, yes and no needs to go. I got you.
Right on. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Talking about words and phrases that need to go away.
You go, girl. Especially when dudes use it.
Especially when dudes use it.
It's not going to help you get into her pants.
What if a guy uses it to a guy, though? That makes me laugh. You go, girl.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's okay.
That make you laugh.
To me, all if right. It's funny, yeah.
No. It's
nope,
it's
okay.
Stop using it
all
together.
All right, all right.
Yeah, it's been vetoed.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, man.
He has ruled. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going? Number one is, hey-ya.
Yeah, I can do without
and
that.
Yo,
you're out on yo.
Yo,
I would. I yeah. It sounds like people from Jersey are going to have a hard time with your list.
Right.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS. Hello.
Hello. Two of the worst things.
All right.
This just happened.
What do you mean? So that just happened.
Yep. And we did a thing.
We did a thing. I'm tired of too. Or yeah. I did a thing. Yeah.
Those are so annoying.
Yeah. Agreed.
Right on, man. Thank you. 818-955. There's a lot.
There are a lot, yeah.
Humans are ridiculous.
Yes, we are.
818-955-KLOS.
Words and phrases that need to die.
Hey, babe.
Nope.
You do you, boo.
Words and phrases that need to die on 955-KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station.
Listen, baller. Sorry, not sorry.
You know it is what it is.
Listen, you know, cancel culture, you know, is lit.
You go, girl.
Noise.
These are all words and phrases that need to die. KLOS, hello.
Live, laugh, love.
Oh, yeah. Eat, love, pray. Hate him.
Live, laugh, love. Love it. Okay, thank you.
Right on, thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Namaste. Nanny's there, too.
Yeah, yeah, hey there.
Hi.
Okay, I've got two of them.
All right, okay. What are they?
Okay, the first one is, I got you, babe.
I got you, babe.
I hate that one.
Okay, and what's the next one?
I have a neighbor calls everything joint, okay, whether it's person, place, or thing.
Calls everything
like,
what?
What are you talking about? Joint.
Do you live next door to Spike Lee by any chance?
Thank
you. Right on. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
It is what it is. Have they done that one yet?
Yes, but it needs to be repeated.
Yes, because it does need to go.
It is what it is.
Let's stomp it to death. Let's jump up and down on it.
Agreed. Thanks
for calling.
My bad. I hate that one too.
Right? Hello? What phrase were you just saying you hate?
My bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of my bad. Yeah.
That sucks.
You know what? And most of these aren't that bad except for the overuse.
Yeah, the repetition. The
repetition is
repetition.
What just destroys
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, what other than my bad?
I say that all the time. Yeah, that's a hard one
I
to kill.
Hate that one. And then my last one is, it is what it is.
That's. I think that might be the most.
That might be the winner
one.
So
yeah,
far.
Yeah, you all know right. It is what it is though. Thanks for calling, dude.
Good point. KLOS, hello.
Yes and no.
Hey, I got two of them.
Right. Okay,
what are they?
When people use literally, figuratively.
And yeah. Yes. That still hasn't
like
died.
I literally drank 10 gallons of vodka last night. No, you didn't. You'd be dead.
Right.
You would have been in a rock band or you'd be dead.
Right. That's one. You got another?
Oh.
And quote, unquote.
Quote, unquote.
There's supposed to be a quote in between them.
Right.
You say quote, and then you speak the quote, and then unquote, so people know you're done quoting.
I see how that works. Okay.
Yeah. That's true.
That's valid.
It never happens.
Thank you.
Right on, dude. Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, I'm glad you guys are finally covering all these slogans that need to die.
All right. You have some?
Did someone cover, hey, I'm going to wrap my head around that?
No.
I can't wrap my head around that.
Nobody
yeah, that
said
it, yeah.
Wrap your head around that.
Nope.
No.
Yeah.
You guys are great. I get stitches every day listening to you.
Thank
nice.
You.
And the characters, too. Are we going to have a visit from Stallone again pretty soon?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Palm Beach. Let's get him back on.
All right, thank you. Man. Thank you, dude.
818-955-KLOS. Words and phrases that need to die. Talking about words and phrases that need to go away.
Yeah, we are, baller.
Like baller.
Sorry, not sorry.
Like
man.
Bay. Like hella. Like hot damn.
Hot damn.
Like you go, girl.
You go, girl.
And a lot of these that just from overuse, they drive you crazy. Yeah, do you have one?
No worries.
No worries.
Oh, I use that one a lot.
Yeah, me too.
And when American people say chow.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know, I got in the habit of saying that because of a commercial that a friend of mine did in 1984.
And it got stuck in your head?
Yeah, they wrote it into the commercial, chow, baby, and she did it so poorly and so horribly.
Right, so you did it to be funny.
I've been saying it since. I can't stop, but it is dumb.
Oh, yeah. No. Stay away from me, okay?
You got it, man. Thanks for calling, and chow, baby.
Uh-huh. Hello, KLOS.
Hello. Hi, this is George from Chino. Words and phrases that need to go away.
Yep.
Bay. Like when you refer your significant other as bae?
Agreed.
I almost think significant other needs to go away.
Every time I hear somebody say the word bae, I want to punch them in the face.
Well, see what happens. You know, maybe get that rolling and maybe it'll work.
I like it.
All righty.
Right on, dude. Thanks for coming.
Bye. KLOS, hello.
How about my bad and whatever?
Whatever, man.
They both suck. They're not... People are not accepting responsibility with a shoulder shrug. You know?
Yeah.
Come on, accept the f***ing responsibility.
Hey, language.
Right on, dude.
Keep
thanks
it
for
going,
coming.
Guys. Love you.
Thanks, dude. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Words and phrases that
need
I'm
to
over
die.
With, done with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, when people haven't done something in a long time, they say, I haven't done that in a minute.
Oh, yeah, a minute, yeah.
It's been a minute. It's a hot minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's been around a while now.
Yes.
A minute. It's been around a minute.
Yeah.
Yes, it has.
I can smoke that. Thanks for calling, dude. Thank you.
I can smoke that. Can go.
How dare you?
I'm just kidding. KLOS, hello.
Yeah. Good looking out.
Good looking out.
Oh, yeah.
Again.
It gets under my skin.
Not a bad thing, but
it's... another one. Under my skin.
So many.
What about calling an audible? How do you feel about that one?
Say that one again.
Calling an audible.
Yes, calling an audible. Why?
No sports phrases.
Why indeed? Okay.
Out.
All right.
Right on, dude.
Thank
thanks
you.
For calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, Kevin Sluggo.
Yes. Yo. Words and phrases that need to die.
Yeah, it's Dave out in Encino. I think that the word fire.
Yes.
Yeah, fire.
Agreed.
Yep.
Totally.
Fire.
Agreed.
Yep. Totally.
Totes.
Yeah. Totes adorbs, man. Oh, there's another one. Thanks, man. Wow, there's a lot.
There is a lot.
We got to just stop talking, I think.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Talking about words and phrases that need to die?
Yeah, my wife just tells me this all the time. I hate you, Bob.
Bob?
What does Bob mean?
Is your name Bob?
Yes.
So I mentioned it really early this morning at that other place, and amazingly, I did remember. It is Mick Jagger and Roger Taylor's birthday today. A couple major hitters. So on...
Give me five.
I thought we would do Stones and Queen.
In a row.
Five songs in a row. We want to know which ones you want to hear. Hi, KLOS. Which band are you voting for?
Queen.
Thanks for calling in, man. Roger will be happy that you voted.
Wonderful. Thank you.
He probably won't know, actually, at all, but he'll still be happy somehow. He just won't understand why. Thanks for calling, man. Hi, KLOS. Who are you voting for, the Stones or Queen?
The Queen.
Which one?
Fat Bottom Girl.
Nice. Awesome, man. Thank you. Queen or Stones? Hello, KLOS.
Stones.
All right. Which one?
Under My Thumb.
I love that song. That's a really good song. That's a great song. That's a very good song. That's a good song. What's your name?
Vanessa.
Vanessa, thanks for voting today for Mick Jagger's birthday!
Oh, sweet. Thank you.
Can you believe a dude is like 79?
79, but he's still rocking.
I mean, damn, right?
Yep.
I doubt I'm going to be moving when I'm 79.
Dude, same here.
Right on. Thank you for calling. Hello, KLOS. It's Roger Taylor and Mick Jagger's birthday today. So we're taking for the Give Me Five Stones and Queen requests. Which one do you want to do?
The Stones, Sympathy for the Devil.
Ah, very nice. Very cool. Who are you?
I'm Marty from Tarzana.
Marty from Tarzana. Thanks for calling. Your song is kicking off the Give Me Five today. Everybody put on your ridiculous birthday hats and eat some cupcakes. You are getting a combo plate on the Gimme 5 today on KLOS because it is Roger Taylor and Mick Jagger's birthday, so it's Rolling Stones and Queen, and I don't know if you noticed what we did there. Queen, Stone, Cold Crazy, and I know you've now seen it, so all is well. Hello, KLOS, who are you voting for?
Gotta be the Stones.
Which one?
Paint It Black.
Oh, man, that's one of my all-time favorites from as long back as I can remember.
Oh, yeah, see a red door. Gotta paint it black.
That is the task at hand for birthday boy Mick Jagger. I was very, very small when I first started liking that song when it was new. I am more than happy to throw it on for you. We're gonna make it number three on Gimme Five today. Okay. Easily most requested song of the day, which is not to say that Roger Taylor's birthday is less celebrated than Mick Jagger's. Happy birthday to both of those icons of rock. That was our Gimme Five today, and that's what we just did.
Listen, I love old people as much as the next guy.
I don't think that's true.
I have one. I have an old person. My mom. I'm a mama's boy.
I have an old person. Where do you keep her?
Sure.
You keep her in the downstairs basement?
No, she lives in Phoenix. I'm just saying, listen.
Gotcha.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to drive. Do they need to drive?
What's the cutoff?
Any year older than me.
1 year older than you.
Is the cutoff. No, but honestly, I do think that they should have to take driving tests.
Don't they
have to? With an instructor.
I think they do after
a while. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, that's not soon enough.
It's not soon, yeah.
So today, I'm on my way here,
uh-huh.
And I'm stopping by the pharmacy.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of those little buildings with those arms that come down, and you have to take a ticket. The arm goes up,
sure.
Lets the car in, the arm comes back down.
Quite a few of them here in L.A.
Yes. So I was sitting behind the guy who was just waiting and waiting and waiting. And then I honked because you have to reach out and get a ticket.
Push the button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just a little honk. And then he reaches out and pulls the ticket.
Oh, so it worked.
And then the arm opens.
Uh-huh.
And then he tries to make it an extreme right into a wheelchair accessible lane.
Okay.
And I think, all right, well, I mean, there's not many cars around. So
here's a nice old gentleman who doesn't know how things work, who's going to get himself a handicap spot.
Right.
And you.
And he's good now.
Okay.
So then the arm comes back down, and I grab the ticket, and I start pulling through, and he's not happy with his parking job, so he backs up.
All right. So you're like halfway under the arm?
Yes.
Okay.
And now he's backing up into my car. So now I'm on the horn full blast.
Don't run into me, dude.
He stops, you know, inch and a half.
Man.
And then the arm starts coming down.
Really? I was wondering about that.
So I reach out with my arm to try and block
it. You tried to block it with your arm?
Yes, because I'm an idiot.
Yowza.
And I got a little scratch.
Yeah, that's a major scratch.
It's not a major scratch.
Yes, it is.
It looks worse than it is.
It needs stitches.
No, that's
a lot. That's almost as long as my...
That's not the point.
Half my arm.
That's not the point.
That's pretty crazy.
It looks worse than it is. The point is...
It must sting.
The point is, mm-hmm. that old people need to be limited in their driving.
Did he see that you were injured?
I would like to propose he didn't know anyone else existed.
He didn't know he was on a
Sluggo.
Planet. Yeah, yeah.
It's not like a guy like that goes, hey, I need to back up and straighten my parking.
Oh, dear.
I wonder if there's anyone behind me. That doesn't happen.
No, that's why I got slammed into the other day. Just said, wait a minute, I don't need to turn right here. Right. I need to be back
right
in that lane.
Oh, it's funny. Other people exist. What? So here's my new rules.
Okay.
Old people should have to drive in the right lane only.
Yeah, that's good. The old lane. Okay.
Correct. That's the old lane.
Old lane.
And if you want to drive really slowly and you want to drive with the oldsters, get in that lane. Feel free. but oldsters can't get in the second lane over.
Once they take a parking space, they have to stick with it.
Once they take a parking space, they have to stick with it.
No getting into it just so.
And also, they can only drive between the hours of 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. I think that would work.
Yeah. No, that sounds good to me.
Problem.
That part sounds real good to me.
Sons of bitches.
Wow, dude, that's a serious injury.
Not that
it
bad.
Is.
Stop it.
I can get one of the interns come here and lick it for you. That might help. Hold on a second. I got to put my hookah pipe away.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I'm about to tell you how you shower and what it means about you.
Oh, interesting. Okay. What if you don't shower?
Lifestyle expert,
mm-hmm.
Anu Mukherjee.
Oh, yeah. I love that dude.
She revealed. That the body part you wash first says a lot about your personality.
Oh, no way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have to think about it. Yeah, okay, I know.
I know what I...
Me too.
What body part I wash first. So I'm going to start with the face.
That's what you start with?
No. I'm going to tell you
gotcha.
What it means.
Gotcha.
If you're a person who washes your face first in the shower, this is what it means. About
okay.
You. And I don't know how she knows this, and I don't know if it's
accurate. She knows, okay. You know? Like, I followed him, her, whatever.
People who wash their faces first in the shower love money.
Okay, interesting.
I don't know how that translates.
So if you wash your face first, does that ring true with you? What
right.
We just said.
These people can often struggle to get along with others as their point of view on the subject is hard to understand.
Hmm.
I don't understand that at all.
I know a couple people that really love money. I got to ask them now clandestinely whether or not. Well, but love money. Like, you're going to go after it. Like, that's your goal.
If you wash your shoulders first.
Yeah, that's a weird thing to wash first.
Right. Those who scrub their shoulders right away tend to carry the weight of the world on their shoulders.
Yeah, that's reaching.
That's what I think.
But okay.
Describing their devotion, she said that these people don't stop what they're doing until they're completely drained. Shoulder washers are believed to be both loyal and reliable.
Well, maybe they've done a little research. Let's grant that.
Armpits.
Yeah.
If you wash your armpit first.
Uh-huh.
The lifestyle expert said doing this means you are a very reliable and attentive person.
Huh. Really?
How do they get that? She claimed, however, that you might come off a bit naive and lack confidence.
Huh. Interesting.
Chest. By the way,
let's see where we get to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chest.
Okay.
Honest and loyal people tend to wash their chest first in the shower.
You and I don't wash our chest first, do we, buddy?
Unfortunately, she said, these people are usually pretty stressed out and all they want to do is do well.
Okay. They're like, oh, I got to wash my heart. Mm-hmm. Can't take it anymore.
Right.
Yeah, I can see that.
Hair,
okay.
If you wash your hair before any other part of your body, she says you're the most likely of a hopeless romantic.
Dude, I forgot to wash my hair the other day.
You,
I put water and did the water thing, and I realized, I didn't put any shampoo in it.
You are often immersed in your thoughts, and you have the temperament of an intellectual and an artist.
Well.
And any other body part. If you have no specific order.
Oh, wait, any other body part?
They didn't list your...
Yeah.
Wiener.
What?
Is that where you start?
I'm going for the flip side. I mean, that's why we're there, really. Try and get clean. It's almost impossible, but that region needs to be taken care of. That orifice should be dealt with first.
Why wouldn't they list
that? Well,
yeah,
that's, I want to know what they say.
Why wouldn't they list? Is that what you go for first?
You loathe yourself. You find yourself disgusting, and you're trying to...
That's what you shower first?
Yes.
Really?
So I'm guessing your armpits is what...
No, I'm hair.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Wait, go back to it.
Romantic and you're often immersed in your thoughts and you have the temperament of an intellectual and an artist. So I think that's spot on.
I love your art. Your artwork has inspired me.
Why
greatly.
Don't they list B-hole?
Yeah, why don't they list B-hole?
I'm going to have to do some more research. Yes. I'll get back to you on that one. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Next hour, you had to dig through your own trash. I find that story hilarious.
I've done that way too many times. Same. It's just such a terrible, terrible smell.
It's just, it's sad.
Yeah,
it is. It's a sad little moment.
Yeah.
First, though, fans of a slain rapper were shocked that his body was displayed at a nightclub.
I gotta say, this is pretty punk rock. I mean, he's a rapper or whatever, but this just seems
video
so...
from the event shows what appears to be the embalmed body of a dead rapper whose nickname was Gunu.
Hey, question for you, super quick.
And they propped him up on stage wearing designer clothes with a crown. Yes, what's the question?
Do you know why living rooms are called living rooms?
No.
Because for so many years, people used to wheel in their dead relatives to the front room of a house. That's where they would like come in and pay their respects. And so people always bringing in bodies, dead bodies of relatives or whatever.
Right.
They started doing the new houses, a new design, and someone came up with the idea, let's call it a living room. Let's just say don't bring the bodies
in. That.
Isn't
what
that ill?
Does that kind of research?
No, I'm very interested in funerals.
You knew that off the top of your head.
Yeah, so to take it to a club, that's pretty cool.
If you're interested in funerals, this is the topic for you because, let's be honest, funerals are dull.
Oh, man, they're terrible. Yes.
Or awful,
yes.
You know, if you know the person.
Right.
But this was something. This was a nightclub, and he was propped up.
That's awesome. Actual body in the nightclub mm-hmm. with a ton of people partying and whatnot, and he's there already starting to rot a little.
And they had a hype man. You know, you need a hype man at a good funeral.
Sure.
Listen to this.
Make some noise!
Make some mother effing noise!
At a funeral.
You don't normally get that at a funeral. I can't hear you.
Who's ready to party or die?
This side of the room, make some noise. That side.
You're dead.
I love it. It's so insane that was their funeral
bizarre
for him. And you know that he probably mentioned that ahead of time. Like, this is what I want to happen.
Yeah. A lot of people have wishes, you know.
And that's what we want to talk about. Mm. You have strange ideas? Perhaps.
Funeral wishes.
And by strange, I mean just not normal, not every day. You know, you lay in a coffin and people sit there and cry.
Right.
You have something unique that you would like done with your body. Even if you're not going to be able to follow through with it. Because let's say, you know, you have family.
And the family and relatives are probably going, oh, sure. Yeah, we'll do that.
Right. And then they don't.
Of course not.
But what's your idea?
Yeah, what would you like for them to do?
What is the ideal funeral? Listen, it's a little dark.
Yeah.
And we don't need any stories of people that are actually dead right now.
Nor any sad stories.
And don't call us sad stories. And if you're emotional about it, we're not the people to handle
it. No, we're not good at that.
But for everybody else, if you plan, if you like Sluggo, loves funerals, he has some great ideas. I don't know that they involve a rapper that's in a nightclub.
A couple by requests from Led Zeppelin on a 2 for Tuesday, celebrating their March Madness win on KLOS.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We talked about a rapper who died.
I love this,
and
man.
And they propped up his body in a nightclub with a crown on his head. And they had a hype man. Make some mother effing noise!
I can't hear you!
Which you don't normally get.
At a funeral.
So, we're not looking for sad stories, but we are looking for unique funeral ideas.
You know what's a cool funeral idea?
What?
A Viking funeral!
Oh, yeah. Throw the body on a ship and send it out to sea and catch it on fire. Shoot arrows at it.
Yeah, fire.
How do you people know this?
That's a great idea. I love that idea.
Any idea that involves fire, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm a pyromaniac. All right, so a Viking funeral. Excellent. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, Kevin.
Yes.
I want you to know the parlor is for the dead. The living room
there you
is
go.
For the living.
That's right, Kevin.
Oh, right.
That's right. The parlor is for the dead.
And I wish I wouldn't have made that mistake so clearly when it was me.
But that is where living room came from. Isn't that kind of ill? Would you want to have your body on display for everybody when you're dead at home?
No way, ever. No.
All right. Thank you for the correction.
Yeah.
Stupid
Kevin.
Sluggo.
Yeah, Kevin, get things right.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I have a great idea for my funeral.
All right, let's hear it.
I'm a Budweiser drinker.
Right.
So as you enter to the funeral hall, you get a solo cup.
Mm-hmm.
Passed by my coffin with a keg of beer, and my thumb is on the dispenser. I'll pour you a beer as you walk by and lie how great I was.
I love the idea, but I don't know that I want your dead thumb serving me beer.
I do. I want that.
Do you?
Yes.
idea, right?
Yeah. Sluggo will be at your funeral.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I look forward to getting beer from your dead finger.
That's great.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
That's a sentence that's never been said.
818-955-KLOS.
Your ideal funeral. This is a weird, weird hour of calls.
Yeah,
and
I love
there
it.
Are a lot of people with a lot of creative ideas.
Yes.
We started talking about a rapper who was propped up at a nightclub after he was shot. He was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And they propped him up and put a crown on him and danced the night away.
With his corpse hanging out on stage.
Right. And a lot of people were very troubled by that, so much so that the nightclub had to make an apology.
Oh, really? Oh, you're serious? Oh, that's hilarious. Come on.
So we're not looking for sad stories, but we are looking for your creative funeral ideas. You have one?
I want to be cremated and put inside the oil dry so they can use me at the NASCAR track.
Oh,
interesting.
I like that.
So you just want to be deposited where you love whatever it is. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I want to be put in the oil dry where they pick up the oil when they're done.
I got you. All right. That's very specific, but okay.
All right. We'll see if we can arrange that for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, we're talking about ideal funerals.
Death.
Death.
I always told my kids that, I want to be cremated, and then I want to be ziplined into the church with Panama blaring in the background. And my daughter was like, Dad, you're going to be dead. There's no effing way I'm doing that.
Why didn't she just lie to you?
I was like, it's my last wish. Come on. And she goes, it won't matter. You're dead. So sorry.
Listen, kids that may be listening, tell your parents whatever they want to hear.
Tell them they're going to reach down between your legs.
Yes, he'll be dead.
Ease the ashes back.
Thanks for calling.
Right on, man.
We're doing a strange topic today.
Yeah, very.
Based on a rapper who was propped up at a nightclub after he died for his funeral.
And the video is incredible because there's this corpse with a crown on it, mm-hmm. and everybody's dancing, lights are flashing. Good
Make
old
time. Some other effing noise. That never happens at a funeral.
No. Nope.
So we're talking about...
Hey, who's the stiff in the corner?
We're talking about your creative funeral ideas.
And by the way, Larry Hagman had a classic one, and I love this. He really was saying this for years before he died. He wanted them to cremate him, then take and sprinkle his ashes over a field filled with wheat, and then take that flour and make cakes out of it and have everybody eat it. That's what he really wanted everybody to do.
Well, I don't want that.
I love that idea. I would eat a Larry Hagman cake.
No, I wouldn't.
He's JR, man.
Yeah.
He's Barbara Eden's main squeeze.
Right, I know.
Let's eat him.
No.
Isn't that a great idea, though?
No. I'm not down with...
You're so opposed to all these funeral ideas.
I am not. I'm shocked. I love a lot of them. I love the Viking one the most.
You refuse to eat Larry Hagman, though.
I don't want to eat anyone. I don't think that makes me a bad person.
No, actually, it makes you a really good person, probably.
KLOS, your ideal funeral idea?
I want to get buried with my b**** in your mouth.
We can arrange that.
Yeah, that's absolutely going
to
happen.
We just have to die at the same time.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi, guys. I got a great idea for a funeral. I'm going to have myself catapulted into the whirring blades of a big helicopter.
That would be funky.
That's not a bad Bobcat Goldthwait.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
But I would also like to watch anyone.
No.
Maybe not Bobcat, because I really like you, dude.
Yeah, same.
You're amazing.
Well, once the death certificate is signed and the ink is dried,
right,
then it doesn't really matter.
He's got a good point. Plus, it'd be very entertaining.
Thanks for
calling. Everybody, hold up your umbrellas.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, so my family, they hate my wife. I told my wife I want to be cremated. And when everybody shows up to the funeral, I have a fake urn with sand in it. And I want her to knock it over and spill it. And then in a panic, try to vacuum it up in front of everybody.
Hilarious.
Like, it's okay. You know, he's got this, and don't worry about it. He's fine.
Hilarious.
Yeah, Monty Python did that with Graham Chapman, actually, on stage on a TV. It was brilliant. And I hope that they will make that happen.
That'll really endear her to them.
So I think that'd be funny, right?
Oh, please make it happen, because it is. It's beautiful.
It would be hilarious, yes.
We look forward to you dying, sir.
Thanks,
right
for calling.
Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Yeah, kind of the dead thing.
Yeah, the dead thing.
I like a dead thing.
Yeah, I don't know what other way to put it.
That's perfect. But
your ideal funeral is what?
Or what? Yeah, that's good. What would it be?
Say it quite right, but...
We're getting a lot of feedback.
Yeah. There's a lot of noise in the background. What's going on?
Can you pick up the phone? Because we can't hear you.
Okay.
Yes, that way is good.
Yeah,
go.
Yeah.
Go.
We put up inside of a dude. You get all the way up in there where I've always tried to get to.
Where I've always tried to get to. What a beautiful, beautiful eulogy that would be.
I love this call. I thank you, sir. Thank you very much. It was really worth getting it all cleared up to get to that.
That was so sweet.
818-955-KLOS.
Your ideal funeral. This is a weird hour because we were talking about a rapper who died and then they propped him up at a nightclub.
His corpse was at the funeral party and literally party all night.
And there was a DJ, and he was yelling, let's give it up, mother effers, and it just looked like a great idea.
I am really enjoying this hour of calls, I gotta say.
Well, unique
very
funeral
unique.
Ideas. Man, oh man, you people are messed up.
I love it.
I love it, too.
Yeah, so I imagine a casket, very dramatic scene, and I'm like a marionette, and I'm pulled out of the casket, and I dance around.
I like that. That's weird. That'll make some people scream.
So who's running the controls of you? Do you care?
I mean, I guess it would have to be some sort of animatronic thing going on.
Get a hold of, I can't say that name, that company. But yeah, someone could make it happen for you. Someone in this town, in Los Angeles, can make that happen.
I hope you can make your dream come true.
Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Wait, is this still the death wish?
Yes.
Like you're into the rinks?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so my father, big stoner back in the 80s, 90s, and 2000s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And his last wish was to be cremated and put into, and he grew too, into the cannabis plants so he could be absorbed by the cannabis and then smoked by everybody that does it.
So did you do that?
So I did it in one of the plants, and the plant was the biggest. It was like 5 pounds.
Wow. Is that right?
Oh, that's weird.
And it was Gorilla Glue, and it blew up, and everybody loved it. I'm like, all right, well, everybody's smoking my pops.
He would be so happy. What was the taste like? What was the flavor like?
It was still like Gorilla Glue. It was just, you know, I mean, yeah. Ash, you know, ash goes into soil, and it still helps out the nutrition.
Right, sure.
Did you smoke enough to get a good buzz going? Was it a weird buzz? Anything unusual, or just knowing that?
Nothing unusual. Yeah, it was just normal, but still kind of a thing of his that he wanted to be. I've done so.
Well, that takes my phrase, I can smoke it, to a whole new level.
I love it.
Dude, thanks for calling, man. Right on, man.
KLOS, hello.
So, Kevin, I'm going to take you back on a little journey. I don't know if you remember, years ago, I won tickets from you to see Bob Geldof at the Hard Rock Cafe in Hollywood.
He was just talking about that.
Keep going.
I don't know if you remember this, but while we were there, somebody without tickets showed up with ashes, with human remains of somebody else to be given to Richard Blade.
Okay. That doesn't surprise me in
that
some
weird
way.
That doesn't surprise me either.
Yeah. And what did Blade do with them?
No, they didn't. They nobody took them. They didn't drop them off.
Well, that's
a
shame.
What I'm getting at is I want you guys to have my ashes.
As much as we'd love that.
No, hold on.
Well, there's more. Okay. Wait a second.
Yeah, so I want to hear this.
Just say no.
All right, go ahead.
My funeral will be a week-long thing.
Uh-huh.
Everybody that wins concert tickets and T-shirts gets a little bit of me.
I like it.
Do you think?
Yeah, of course they would.
People want a little bit
naturally.
Of you?
Naturally.
Yeah, they're going to want me.
Okay. All right. Listen, we'll force you on people. That seems cool.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling. I love that idea. We're going to do that.
Yes, we will. We've been talking about unique funeral ideas, and this one is hilarious. It's an Irish man, and he plays a prank at his own funeral. So everybody's standing around, and the hole in the ground is there.
Right.
And the casket is there.
In the hole in the ground.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And then you'll hear some bagpipes, and then you'll hear the actual man's voice. Talking to everybody standing around his casket.
The dead guy that is there?
Yes.
At his own funeral?
Yes. By the way, bagpipes, just straight painful.
Torture music.
All right, this is the guy that's dead.
Hello. Hello? Let me out.
There's like a ton of people standing around, and all of a sudden his voice, let me out.
And they all start laughing. Hilarious. Hilarious. It is KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. Everybody else leaves. KLOS listeners get the park to themselves.
Yeah, you know, you've always wanted to do that. Be there after everyone else has left. Well, we're going to help you do that on August 25th.
We will give away a four-pack of tickets right now at 818-955-KLOS. And you'll get tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. Good
luck. Caller 13. Go. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Karina.
Karina, when was the last time you hung out at Disney's California Adventure after the park closed?
Oh, my God. I haven't been to Disneyland since I was like 16 years old. I'm now 41.
Well, let's change that.
Win?
We can because you're caller 13. That means you win. Well said.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
It's Disney California Adventure Park taken over by KLOS.
You know, I know a lot of people have been waiting to win these tickets, trying to win them. And I think now's your chance. Do you feel it in your gut or do you feel it somewhere else? Let me feel it.
Huh? We have a four-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure right now. It's for August 25th. That's the night we're going to be there, and that's the night you're going to be there if you're caller 13.
818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Hey, we got something to give away. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
This is Steve, yes.
Are you good at keeping secrets, Steve?
I'm pretty good at keeping secrets.
Well, because everybody's going to want to go with you to California Adventure Park on August 25th.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, Steve, right language. you're caller 13, which means you've got a four-pack of tickets, but I bet you know more than four people that want to go. Three people, because you're already, look at that, you're already down to three. You're losing already. What the hell?
Oh, my goodness.
Steve, the language. Yeah. You're really freaking me out.
I would have said something else, but I'm on the radio.
Yeah, I got to learn that lesson, too, one of these days.
But I've been trying for weeks for this. You have no idea.
Oh, really? Yeah, and have you got picked out the three people you're going to take with you on August 25th?
Yeah, you know, I got a picture of my kids when they're like 2, 5, and 8. All of us at California Adventure, so I'm going to remake that picture.
Nice. Awesome. All these centuries later, you're going to relive that moment.
Yep, and their significant others and their kids are staying home. I'm just taking my kids.
Ah, that's cool. That's awesome. What is it? What exactly is it? It's the what? What is
it's
this?
It's the KLOS Summer Invasion.
I haven't heard of it.
Of Disney California Adventure Park.
I've heard of that.
Yes.
Now, when is it happening?
It's happening August 25th.
No, it doesn't ring any bells.
And we have a four-pack of tickets to join us.
Wow.
It doesn't have to ring bells with you.
Oh, well,
other people.
Well,
I think other people will know. you get a four-pack of tickets to join us if you would like to, and other KLOS listeners. It's just us. It's only us.
And you, and your body, and three other bodies you bring with you.
If you're caller 13, 818-955-KLOS.
Hi, KLOS, who's this?
This is Mary.
Hi, Mary, how are you?
I think I'm going to be really, really good.
I believe you are. But one thing I got to do really quick, this is bugging me. I don't know, did you hear the Gimme 5 today?
I did.
And you know, it was Roger Taylor's birthday and Mick Jagger's birthday.
Yes.
So we were playing Queen and Rolling Stones. And the weird thing is I threw in some, you know, artist IDs where they say, hi, I'm whoever. And I didn't throw in Roger Taylor or Mick Jagger saying hi.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Complete disappointment.
I blame Kevin.
I'm with you. 100% Kevin's fault.
So I thought we should do this really quick.
Hi, Roger from Queen here. And you're listening to 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
And this.
Hi, this is Mick Jagger. You're listening to KLOS.
Now, will you sing happy birthday with me to them?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you, Mary. All right, here we go. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, enough torture. You have got yourself KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park tickets.
Yay! I want to say so many F words right now, but I'm not.
One of the first videos I remember seeing on HBO's Video Jukebox from 1980s Making Movies, Dire Straits. A pair from Mark and his Dire Straits pals on a 2 for Tuesday, 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Mick Jagger and Roger Taylor's birthday, so we figured for the Gimme a Five today, five Stones and Queen songs. But which ones? Which one are you voting for?
No One Bites the Dust.
No joke. If you play that one backwards, it says it's fun to smoke marijuana. Check it out for yourself, and I'm putting you down for a Queen vote. Hello, KLOS. Who are you voting for, Roger or Mick, for their birthday today?
Mick.
And which Stone song, man?
Can't get no satisfaction.
Cool, thanks. Hello, KLOS. It's Mick Jagger and Roger Taylor's birthday, so who are you voting for, Queen or the Stones?
Stones.
Which one?
Slave.
Nice. Thank you, man. Hello, KLOS. Stones or Queen, who are you voting for?
Queen, Get Down, Make Love.
Very cool. So far, it's kind of split right down the middle. 5 o'clock, give me five Stones and Queen songs to celebrate a couple of birthdays. 818-955-KLOS if you want to put in a vote. By now, I'm betting you know it's Mick Jagger's birthday and Roger Taylor's birthday. Mick, born on this day in rock in 1943, Roger in 1949. So, for the give me five, Rolling Stones / Queen songs. What are your favorites? Call now, 818-955-KLOS. Sounds like JD, don't you think? Mick Jagger, born on this day in rock in 1943. 6 years later, Roger Taylor of Queen, born on this day in rock in 1949. So we're thinking Stones and Queen for the Gimme 5 today. What's your favorite Stones or Queen song? Call now, 818-955-KLOS. Peter Gabriel had a number one song on the U.S. charts on this day in rock in 1986 with Sledgehammer.